Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Kuf Lamed Beis. We are on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis by the two dots, second to last line. Just one thought related to the end of the discussion yesterday. Remember yesterday on Amed Beis, we went through all of the different halachic contexts, sukkah and matzah and shofar and lulav and omer and shtei halachem. Well, relating to machshirin being docha Shabbos, not docha Shabbos, and we said Rabbi Eliezer holds that all the machshirin are docha Shabbos except for tzitzis and mezuzah; those two are not. There's no makar for that. But we started off by saying the original Havamina, the Maharam said that it was based on a svara. That's what we thought we'd extend it. But once we started coming up with psukim, so then we realized that it's not based on svara. Every context has to have a pasuk, and that's what we went through, each and every pasuk. And we also went through what is the uniqueness of each halachic context, which makes it needed that we have to have psukim by each one, and we wouldn't be able to learn any of them from any of the other ones. So the last one we mentioned was shofar. Why does the Gemara mention that machshirin adocha by shofar, and we will learn all the other ones from it, if it's more kals? We said, no, you can't learn it from the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, you can't learn it from the shofar of Yom Kippur. You can't learn it from the shofar of Yom Kippur. Why? Because that accomplishes something. Avadim go free, karka goes free, and why can't you learn it from shofar of Rosh Hashanah? Because that shofar is machnes zichronos shel Yisrael avim sheva shemayim. A beautiful line, that it brings the zikaron of Am Yisrael in front of Hashem, as the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that it's kilifnim dami. Even though the principle of ein kategor nasa sanegar only applies in the Kodesh Kadashim, and that's why the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear any of the big day zahav in the Kodesh Kadashim, shofar also has that, because the shofar is as if we're in the Kodesh Kadashim. It brings our zikaron all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just two ha'aras. Number one, there is a major difference, kind of a topic of a separate shir, major difference between the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which is every year, and the shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel, which is only every 50 years. The Rambam is clear that the mitzvah of Yovel is litkoa, to blow. And the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, as we know, according to the Rambam, and many Rishonim, is Lishmoa. That's our bracha that we make. But there's a difference between them, Lishmoa and Litkoa, with all the halacha ramifications that are related to that. Number one. Number two, we discussed in the past that shofar, how does it bring our zikaron, Kodesh Kadashim? How does it bring our zikaron all the way in? So maybe it's connected to the Gemara in Brachas. Brachas Dav Lamed tells us that tefillah, our tefillahs go through all the tefillahs of all Jews in the world. Go to Eretz Yisrael, go to Yerushalayim, go to Makom HaMikdash, go to the Kodesh Kadashim, and then go up to Shemayim through there. So it goes through. There are many rayas that shofar is a form of tefillah as well. It's a tefillah without words, but it is still a form of tefillah. We say in the davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevin umazin seder shofar oseinu. What do you mean, maven? Maven, he understands? What's that understand? You hear it. No, maven, umazin, he understands it, because our shofar is a tefillah without words. And there are other rayas as well. And the number of suggestions, we discussed this in mitzvah shir, those who listen on in Parshas Pinchas, when we discuss the mitzvah of shofar, as we describe different ideas of the achronim, why we blow a tefillah, why we say/blow a tefillah without words on Rosh Hashanah. Out of all the days of the year, every other day of the year, we suffice it with a tefillah with words. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to take any chances, though. So we say a tefillah without words. Just one of the suggestions that was made by Rav Soloveitchik to remember is that we don't always know what's best for us. We don't. We daven one way, but who knows? I want this job, I want this, I want that, I think my child should get this, but we don't really know exactly what's best for us. So the rest of the year we just daven, but we added a couple of lines here and there. For example, v'kabel barachem imuvratzon esfilo seinu. Accept our tefillah barachmanis. What's barachmanis? Because I don't know if it's exactly what's supposed to be. So barachamim over us don't accept our tefillahs. Hashem, you accept it if it's barachamim. But if not, not. But on Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to take any chances. So we daven, but we also kind of blow, and the shofar is like a fill in the blank. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you put in what you know we need. And Rav Soloveitchik writes, unbelievably, autobiographically, that you don't know how much I daven to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that I shouldn't have to leave Europe. I should be able to stay in Europe and not have to go to America. Baruch Hashem, he didn't answer my tefillahs. Baruch Hashem. But he said, that's why, that's the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. It's a type of tefillah, and that also might be why there's a difference between, there's big stiras in the Rambam about mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, tkiyas, we say tzrichas kavana, that might also be connected, but to the fact that shofar is a form of tefillah. Again, a large topic, but we just touched on it, but this Gemara, this line in the Gemara, is a beautiful line to add to that discussion. Okay, second to last line. So we went through all the other contexts of machshirin. How about we get back to the main one? Well, where do we get here from? So, Mila v'chol machshira adochad ez haShabbos div Rebbe Eliezer. That's what this parak is about. Mila and the machshirin of Mila are adochad Shabbos. So, minale l'Rebbe Eliezer ha. How does Rebbe Eliezer know this? How do we know that the machshirin Mila are adochad? Imi kulhu gamar kidamrinan. If you want to learn it from any of the others, no, you can't. Because everyone has a uniqueness. Every one of the other contexts has a uniqueness. You can't learn Mila from them. Va'od, and also, there's a general theme that applies to all the other mitzvahs that do not apply to Mila. What is that? Malahanach, shekeinim avar, zmana, batzla. By all the other mitzvahs, if I don't do the mitzvah, I blew it. I lost it. If I don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you can't blow the day after Rosh Hashanah. If I don't shake a lulav, if I don't bring the karban, I can't. It's finished. Avar zmano batal mitzvaso. What about Mila? Mila's the only one. You should try to do it on the eighth day. If you don't do it on the eighth day, so it's okay. So it's one day late. One day late is still okay in the larger scheme of things. So that's another reason why you wouldn't have been able to learn Mila from the others. Because maybe you would have said, Mila, no, don't be Docha Shabbos. Im avar zman batzla. It's just a ha'ara on that. Do we say it's not such a big deal? Im avar zman, you're right, it's low batzla. You still have to do it. But one has to keep in mind that it's not so simple. We have to do Mila as soon as we can, halachically and medically. And halacha is medically. The Rambam says, right, important Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mila, Rambam in Perek Aleph, halacha base. And the Ravid argues. What does the Rambam say? V'kol yom v'yom sheyaver alav mi sheyagdil v'lo yomol es atzmo. Every day that passes without my having done Mila, harehu mevatel mitzvah saseh. It's a bitul aseh every day. Aval eino chayev kares ad sheyomus v'hu orel mezin. The chayev kares is only when a person dies and then still an Arel B'mezid. He purposely didn't get the Bris Mila. So, you see, Kares isn't only about dying young. Because here, the Chi of Kares only kicks in when the person dies. So Kares is obviously something spiritual too. But that's the Rambam Shita. That the Bitul Aseh applies throughout a person's life, but the Chi of Kares is only when a person dies without. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, V'kol Yo'im Bazet Tavlin. This isn't spiced well, the Rambam. V'chi mishum hasra safik potur osom na shemayim, v'chol yom omid biser kares. No, every day. So it's a well-known discussion within in Yani Mila, Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Do we say that the chi of kares is every single day until you do Mila, then it removes the chi of kares? Or do we say the chi of kares is only at the end when a person dies without having done bris Mila? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Va'ani omer, shechi of kares hazeh haniska b'divir Rabbeinu b'divir Ravid, hu sheyamas b'kisr shanim, v'das Rabbeinu, she'inam eschay of kares lomus b'kisr shanim, l'visho avra died. You didn't violate until a person dies without it. The Ravid says, no, imau niftar mechiyavahu. There is a chiyav kares that's uprooted once you do the Mila, but the Rambam says, no, the kares only starts in the future when a person dies. What's the Nekudas of Achlokas? What's this about? So the Pre-Moshe, one of the contemporary Achronim in his Sefer on Bris Mila, suggests whether the Machlokas is whether Mila is more of a Maisa focus mitzvah or a Totsa'a oriented mitzvah. The more you focus on the Maisa, the Rambam says you focus on the Maisa, you do it once in your life, it's fine. Maisa, you didn't do it Zriza Makdimin, you didn't do it when you were supposed to, but, you know, as long as you do it, it's fine. But maybe the Ravid focuses on the result, the Totsah. You didn't do the Totsah yet. That one Maisa you do once in your life. It's a result that you need as quickly as you can, and therefore, the later you do it, the Chayiv Kares kicks in right away. There are other lishitasos for the Rambam, right? The Rambam says that a nolan mahul, right? Not very, he quotes this, but a nolan mahul requires a tafas dam bris, but it's still allowed to eat truma beforehand. The Rambam Shita is. We're going to talk about Atavas Dam Bris, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of days. So the question is, what is that? Is that a bris? Is that just something extra? The Rambam Shita is that he requires Hatavas Dam, a Nolad Mahal requires Atavas Dam Bris, but he could eat truma beforehand, which means it's a Maisa. Right? You ever have the, you can only eat truma if you're a Mahal. So maybe he's a Mahal! I mean, the result is there. You just didn't do the Maisa yet. And you have a chiyuv to do the Maisa whenever one can. Again, there are others, but that is one discussion. Okay, there's another related discussion, which we'll wait with. Maybe we'll do it a little bit later. And that is Mila considered a Zman Grama or not? That's something that I think has come up in the past, but let's continue first, and then we will come back to it. So, says the Gemara, so you can't learn Machshirei Mila from any of the other mitzvahs, generally, because they have their uniqueness, and specifically because Mila is Aver Zmana, it's not Batel. So, Ela Hainu Taima de Rebbe Eliezer. So what's the reason for Rebbe Eliezer? Why does he say that Mila and Machshirei Mila are Docha Shabbos? Da Amakra, Uva Yom Hashmini Yimo Basara Lasso Vafila B'Shabbos. On the eighth day, Pasuk in Tazria, Shadu Bris Mila, even on Shabbos, and that includes Machshirin. V'lichto Rachmana B'Mila, what's the same question we asked all day yesterday. V'lichto Rachmana B'Mila, V'leisu Hanaf Ligmar Minei. So why don't you write it by Mila and learn all the other ones from Mila? Mishim Dikala Mifrach, Malamila Shke Nichrasu Aleha Shlosh Esri Brisos. No, but Mila has 13 Brisos, right? Mila is also unique. They're all unique, and therefore, you can't learn it from Mila either. So basically we have seven different contexts or so that have psukim that Rebbe Eliezer learns Machshirin Ar Doche in that context with the two exceptions that were left out yesterday. So the Gemara says, okay, Ad kan lo pligi rabbanon alei ela b'machshirin Mila. Avo Mila gufe divri akol doche Shabbos min alon. So this is all Machshirin Mila. What about Mila being Doche Shabbos? So this really should have been the beginning of the parak. Right, this question. But we got there now. How do you know Mila is Docha Shabbos? How do I know that if Bris Mila, if a baby is born on Shabbos, the following Shabbos, on day 8, Mila Bizman is Docha Shabbos? How do we know that? We don't know yet, Be'ez Shabbos I mentioned, but we're going to discuss it in a couple of days, which Malacha is being done by Bris Mila. Right, that comes up, Be'ez Hashem, on Kuf Lamed Vav, we'll talk about it, and elsewhere. But we know Mila is Docha. So how do you know that? Brackets. Remember how we started off this parak? We discussed Tosfos' question in Maseches Megillah, well, why isn't there Gzeira Deraba by Mila? Why don't we say, Gzeira, you might come to carry the knife? So we mentioned a couple of answers. Tosfos said, because you're the Gimel Brisos, it's so important. You don't want to knock it out. Or another answer, Mila is only done by Moalim, experts anyway, it's not done by the Hamonam. And the Taz's answer, where the Taz says, you can't say that because the Torah says explicitly you can do it on Shabbos. But Yom HaFilah B'Shabbos and the Rabbanan are never allowed to forbid something that the Torah matters. So that is why the Taz says that they couldn't answer it. So Minolan. So how do we know that Mila is Docha Shabbos? So we have a couple of suggestions, seven to be exact. Number one, Amar Ula Halacha. Fine. B'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha. Easiest. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Halacha Moshe Sinai, then Mila is Doche Shabbos. That is what Halacha Pashtus means. So is that really true? Meisvei, we learned in a Tosefta. This Tosefta will eventually prove that we will assume that Mila being Doche Shabbos cannot be based on a Kal V'Chomer, based on a Halacha Moshe Sinai. So here we go. So Amar, so Meisvei. Minayin Bikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbos. How do I know that Bikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos? Right, so there are many different suggestions. Right, see on the side, Yuma Pehe. The Yuma Pehe has five or six different suggestions. How do we know Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? This is one of them. Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, Ma Mila Shehi Achas Me'ivarev Shel Adam Docha Es HaShabbos Mila, which only relates to one limb of a person. Fixing that limb is Docha Shabbos. Kalvachomer, lepikuach nefesh, Docha Shabbos. So, where are you going to fix the whole body? Surely that's Docha Shabbos. That's at least one way that some of the Rishonim understand that line. Again, so it's a kalvachomer. If Mila is Docha Shabbos, surely pikuach nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, one second. How do we know Mila is Docha Shabbos? What are we suggesting now? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So now we are having a kalvachomer built on a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara is about to say, you can't say that. The Isaka Daita Halacha Kalvachomer me halacha me yasi? We just said that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos based on a Kavach Chomer for a Mila, but if Mila is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you can't do that. Kavach Chomer cannot be based on a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We'll discuss why in a minute, but let's see, where do you see this, that a Kavach Chomer cannot be based on and build on a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? The following, V'Hatanya, the Brisa says, Amar lo, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva! We pick the conversation up in the middle of a discussion, so we have to look at Rashi to fill us in. Rashi fills us in. There Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are arguing about how do you know that a revius of dam that comes in contact with a nazir, or a nazir comes in contact with a revius dam, that ruins his naziris. Literally, he has to be magaleach. That's the law. He has to get a haircut and start his naziris again. How do you know that? How do you know the revius dam is enough? If a nazir touches a dead body, then obviously he has to start again. But how do you know that just Revius' dam is good enough? So, Rabbi Akiva says it's a kavachomer. Rashi goes to kavachomer in the first couple of skinny lines. If a bone, a tiny little bone, a human bone, the size of a barley seed, if a human bone the size of a barley seed, which is not metame ba'ohel, that's the halacha. A bone is only metame b'maka b'masa and not ba'ohel. See, if a bone, which is not metame ba'ohel, but a nazir is still megaleach on it, so a revius dam, which is metame ba'ohel, surely a nazir should be megaleach on. That's the Kav HaChomer. Says Rabbi Elazar back to Rabbi Akiva.
Any bone?
Sorry?
Any bone or only a small bone?
Even any tiny bone of a human bone. Any bone.
But a big bone too.
A big bone too? Yeah, surely a big bone. It's even a tiny bone. Even a huge bone is not metame ohel, if it doesn't have flesh on it. It doesn't matter how big the bone. Unless it's the bone, if it's the bones enough to be a whole body, right, enough to be a whole body, so then, or rove of a body, rove minion, rove binyan, without getting into the details now. But so, that's what Rebbe Zvi Akiva Shita says, Rebbe Elazar back, Akiva, Rebbe Akiva, how can you say that? How do you know a bone is metame in the first place? Halach l'moshe misinai. You're saying a kavachomer based on that? You can't. Back to the Gemara. Akiva, etzem kisaora mitame halacha. Verevias dam kavachomer. Veindan kavachomer me halacha? Question. So that cannot be the first suggestion. How do you know Milos Docha Shabbos? Based on a halacha Moshe Misinai? That doesn't work. Because we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos based on a kavachomer from Mila. And you cannot have a kavachomer building on a halacha Moshe Misinai. So that is why we must reject this first answer. What's so bad about having a kavachomer build on a halacha Moshe B'Sinai? What's so difficult about that? Why is that so challenging? So it might fit into what we've mentioned at a number of times in the past. The Rambam writes, halacha Moshe B'Sinai has zero svara, zero hint in the Torah. Remember the Rambam says the five different parts of Torah Shebal Peh? The first two parts of Torah Shebal Peh, the Rambam says, are Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halacha Moshe Misinai. For example, Pri Eitz Hadar being an Esrog, that's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, but that is a Pirush HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. It goes back all the way. So says the Rambam, what's the difference between those two categories? Whether, if I gave you 100 years, would you have figured it out? So an Esrog Pri Eitz Hadar? Maybe. Priyas Hadar, beautiful fruit. Maybe I would have figured that out. Ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, money instead. Okay, maybe I could have figured that out. It's not so crazy. Not so crazy. But halacha Moshe B'Sinai, what, lavud, and chatzitzin, machitzin, all the halacha Moshe B'Sinais, if you would have given me 1,000,000 years, I wouldn't have figured it out. That's the Rambam Shita. It's zero svara. It's not based on a logic you could have figured it out. That's the Rambam's definition. So maybe one could suggest that's why you cannot have a kavachomer building on halacha Moshe B'Sinai. A kavachomer is logic. Out of all of the Yud Gimel Midos, that's the one that's closest to logic. The other ones are Mesorah, Gzeirah Shava, and Hekish. It's structural issues in the text. Kavachomer, and that's why everybody agrees, Adam Dun Gzeirah Kavachomer Me'atzmo. It's the only one that you can darshan yourself. You don't have to have a Mesorah about it that everybody agrees to. So maybe that's why you can't mix and match Kavachomer and Gzeirah Shava. Kavachomer and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is not Svara. Kavachomer is all Svara. That's why you can't have one building on the other one. Just a suggestion. Okay, that was all Halacha. So, other suggestions now. Number two. El Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar has a second idea. What's the makar for Mila? Again, what are we in now? Mila being Docha Shabbos. Yesterday's blot was Machshirin of all mitzvahs being Docha Shabbos. Today we're talking about, how do I know Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos? El Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya, Os. It's a Gzeirah Shava. Os. It says Os by Mila, it says Os by Shabbos. It must be Milas Docha Shabbos. So, Ella Me'ata, one second. Tefillin Tichsiv Bohen Os Litchi Shabbos. What about Tefillin? Tefillin also says Os. So you should say Tefillin is Docha Shabbos. What Tefillin is Docha Shabbos? So the Ramban says, writing Tefillin. You should say, writing Tefillin is Docha Shabbos. So, right, if it's all about Os. So let's just finish the whole Shakla section, and then we'll come back. Ella Asya, Bris, Bris. Okay, do a Bris, Gzir Shava, Bris. It says Bris by Shabbos, a Bris by Mila. So Gadol, Dechsib Bris Litri Shabbos. What do you mean a Gadol? A Gadol meaning an older person who's having a Mila Shalom Bismana. It says Bris there too, so you should be Docha Shabbos even for a Mila Shalom Bismana. So Gemara says, Ella Asya, Doros, Doros. Okay, Gzir Shava of Doros Doros. It says it by Shabbos and by Mila. No, Tzitzis Tzitzit Be Doros, Litzchi Shabbos. Tzitzis, it says Doros, that's a shorish of Doros. So, tying on Tzitzis. So, Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Donin Os Bris Vidoros, May Os Bris Vidoros, La Fuke Hanach Techar Charhu Tzitzit Bohen. So maybe Bris Mila has all of these, and Shabbos has all of these, and the other ones do not. So that is why that is a good makar, basically based on Gzeira Shava, and not based on any of the other contexts which only have one of the words. Once we're here, so Tefillin, the Gemara says Tefillin on Shabbos. So the Ramban says, well, obviously there's no malacha by wearing Tefillin, but writing Tefillin is the issue. So what is the issue about Tefillin and Shabbos? We don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos, as we know. But why don't we do a Tefillin on Shabbos? Why is Tefillin as man grama? That is a machlokas tanoim. Some tanoim say Tefillin is not as man grama. You have to wear Tefillin on Shabbos, you have to wear Tefillin at night. That is one day in the tanoim. And that's why women are obligated, according to that opinion, in Tefillin. We don't paskin that way. Some tanoim hold that Tefillin is as man grama because night is not time for Tefillin. We don't paskin that way either. We paskin Tefillin is as man grama because of Shabbos. Because women are not obligated, and Tefillin is the Tefillin is a Zman Grama because it is not Chayev on Shabbos or Yantif. The Shulchan Aruch even goes as far as to say that it is Usur. One is not allowed to put on Tefillin. And that generally applies. Whenever you don't have a Chayev to wear Tefillin, the Halacha tries to say it's Usur with Tefillin. Just like women. Women don't have a Chayev. That's why we say women shouldn't wear Tefillin. Shouldn't. Why? Because it's risky. Right, we used to wear Tefillin all day, and we have already minimized it as much as we can. But to put yourselves into a situation, so that's why we don't. Just like we minimized it, so too, anyone who's not mechuyev. But that's why on Shabbos and Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Aleph, Asur lahaniach Tefillin, mipnei, why, our Gemara, b'nei sheheim atzman os. Because Tefillin is an os, Shabbos and Yontif are osos, and will be mezalzel in the os of Shabbos and Yontif by wearing Tefillin. Why? So Yontif is expanded as an os, yes. Yontif is also an os. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Chol HaMoed is a question. Chol HaMoed is a question, but Yontif is for sure an os. And you have to connect this with the idea that's quoted in some Rishonim. Rabbeinu Bachai writes this in Parshas Lech Lecha. You always need two osos. So on a weekday we have Mila and Tefillin. On Shabbos we have Mila and Shabbos. So we don't need Tefillin. We don't need Tefillin, and that's why it is Usur. Big Shai Lord about Muk. We just spoke about Muksa for a couple of weeks. Right? What level of Muksa is Tefillin? Does it have the status of Klisha Machtel Isser? Is it Muksa Machmas Gufo? That's a discussion. We generally are Mako. And it comes up all the time. Somebody comes into Shul, you see somebody's Tefillin bag is on your chair. You can't kick it to the floor. Chas v'shalom. So you have to pick it up. So generally, the minhag olam is to be mekel. So that's what, based on our Rabbeinu Bachai and the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Lamed Aleph. The Radvaz, we mentioned this in the past, the Radvaz in Tshuva 2334, Shalafim Shin Lamed Dalet, asks if somebody's an RL because of medical reasons. Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. Are they allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because they don't have that os. So if you want to get two osas, maybe they wish to wear tefillin on Shabbos. And the Radvaz, as you would have imagined, says no. No, there's no din of wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Even if the reason should apply, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. He is still, the Radvaz's lashon is, he's still a baal os. He has the os of tefillin, which is a great line. He can't do bris mila, but he has the os of tefillin. The other way to understand it is that, no, maybe because he's still, the Chazal wrote, the Torah was only misalking tefillin at this time, even if the reason might not apply. Again, Chol HaMoed is a huge topic, but not for now. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, next try. Next source. This one was accepted, but we try to go further. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says the most famous makar, Amar Kor Bayom, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. B'yom Avila b'Shabbos, meaning the exact makar that Rabbi Eliezer uses to teach me machshire mila, being docha Shabbos, we use to teach me just the basic din, that mila is docha Shabbos. Amar le Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, asks his brother-in-law, asks his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, one second, you're telling me, whenever it says the word bayom, it's teaching me, you can even do it on Shabbos? Elamayata mechusrei kapara. What about the four people that are mechusrei kapara? The four people that are tamei that have to bring a karban. Most people that are tamei do not have to bring a karban. Somebody becomes tamei mace, the most severe type of tumah, they do not have to bring a karban. 7 days, ashes of the paraduma, but no karban. Mechusrei kapara though, right, second parak in Krisus, zav, zava, yoledes, and mitzora, those four people have to count 7 days and then bring a karban in the morning of day eight. So when can they bring that karban? Elamayata mechusrei kapara. It says by them by yom also. If their day eight is Shabbos of their Tara process, could they bring the carbon that day? Could they bring the carbon? That's not usually we say Shabbos is only kavu alahem zman. So could they bring the carbon that day? They can't, but according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, whenever it says bayom, it should be. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan would answer no. Hahumi boy le bayom vo balayla. No, that bayom by mechusrei kapara would be needed to teach me bayom vo balayla. You can't do it at night. Hainami mi boy le bayom vo balayla. So we have to use, don't we have to use that by mila too? Hahu mi ben shmonas yomim nafka. No, by mila you have an extra pasik. Hainami mi yom zavosa nafka. Also by avota you have an extra pasik. Right, so we're still stuck. You have two psukim by Mila, we have two psukim by Mechusrei Kapara. Why is it that by Mila, Rabbi Yochanan Darshins, Docha Shabbos, and not by Mechusrei Kapara? Says the Gemara, Avagav denafka mi bayom tzavoso, itzricha. Even though you have another pasuk there, you need two psukim by Mechusrei Kapara. Why? Salka daita chamina, I might have said, ho will the chas rachmana alei, la asuye badalus, since the Torah already is mekel on the Mechusrei Kapara, that he gives them a sliding scale carbon depending on their financial bracket. So you're allowed to be makel already there, so below the nami lacy. So I would have thought, you know what, you could also do it at night. That's why you need an extra pasuk there, kamash malam. You don't have such a havamina by mila. But that's why you have a havamina there by Mechusrei Kapara, and that's why you need a second pasuk. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, and we'll have to talk about this question. Maskav l'ravina. Elameata, Yehezar kasher bahen, Vyeoni kasher bahen. You're telling me that, oh, well, once we say night is though, once we say that dalus, you could bring a lesser of a carbon, oh, we have a havamina that maybe night is okay. And that's why we need a pasik to exclude night. So maybe other kulas also. What about a zar? Maybe a zar should be able to do the avoda. Maybe an oni should be able to do the avoda. Once you're being mako, and you only have bayom to exclude laila, but maybe the other psulim are good. So Gemara said, no, ahadre kra. What does that mean? Rashi says, once the Torah says not at night, that's basically saying that it's regular avoda. The only heter that you have is a lesser carbon. But, hadre kra, once the Torah tells me bayom, that's telling me it's a regular avoda. Period. So that answer sticks. The question is, that the Rishonim I deal with is, what was the havamina, a zar? It says mefurish in the pasuk that a Kohen has to do it. What do you mean zar? So, I just give you a summary. The Ritva quotes four answers. The Ritva quotes, what's the havamina of the Gemara that we might allow a zar to do the avoda? So number one is that it doesn't really mean zar. It throws it in, but really onain is the real question. Onain is the real question. Number one. Number two, od yesh lomar, zar, dehayde kamar, diye zar kasha b'hen, hecha deleka Kohen kamar. Maybe it's b'diavad when there's no Kohen. You have no other Kohen, so a zar could do it. That was the havamina. Od yesh lomar, tahai kamar, both of three and four are amazing. Tahai kamar yezar kasher bahen, lav le'inyin hakrava, ela le'inyin achila. Maybe we wouldn't allow a zar to do the avoda. That's mefurish. But maybe we would allow a zar to eat the karban. What he usually is not allowed to do. Because after all, we're talking about the carbon that he's allowed, so maybe he can take part in the kapara. Amazing havamina. And then v'hanachon, and the one that he likes best, is the last one, where he says, zar here doesn't mean zar. It means kohen. It just means kohen without his begadim. As the Gemara says in Zvachim, Yud Zayin, Bizman She Bigdeyim Aleim, Kuhunasam Aleim, Ain Bigdeyim Aleim, Ain Kuhunasam Aleim. We had a Daf Be'in Shir about this, the status of Bigdey Kahuna. Does it make him a Kohen? This line sounds like, without it, he's a Zar. And the Ritva even gives Pshat in the Gemara that was the Havamina. Zar means maybe a Kohen could do it without the Bigdey Kahuna. That's the suggestion. Again, four Pshatim in the Ritva, what's the Havamina of the Gemara? Okay, so we continue now with, if you count all the earlier ones as separate answers with a bris and os v'chulus, this would be number 7. Either way, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Amar krab shmini afilu b'shabbos. Maybe this is another makar. It says the shmini, you don't have to say the shmini, we already know shmini. So shmini is even on Shabbos if shmini falls out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, one second, hi shmini mi b'ayla mudi shvi. What do you mean? You can't say Shmini to teach me even Shabbos. You need Shmini to teach me not day 7. If you do a bris milah too early, it's nothing. You gotta do it again. So Shvi, mi ben shmonas yamim nafka. No, you know Shvi from ben shmonas yamim. Va'akati mi b'ayle. No, you still need 2. Chalamutei Shvi v'chalamutei Tshii. You need to exclude 7 and 9. Di michad, if only one of them, hava amina, I would have assumed, shvi dolomata zimne, you can't do it on day 7, because it's not time yet. Avo mishmini ve'elach zimnehu, but maybe I would have said, from day 8, just like a carbon. Miyom hashmini v'hawa, yeratzel l'karbon ishal Hashem. So elam ha'chavetek ed Rabbi Yochanan. So we reject this last answer, shmini is no good. We go back to Rabbi Yochanan, who says bayom. Bayom afilu b'shabbos. Good. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, Utoloka Rav Acha bar Yaakov. We even have a brisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan, even though we already rejected him. We have an explicit brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Acha bar Yaakov, as follows. Shmini, Yomul, Afilu B'Shabbos. Do I say that Shmini teaches me even on Shabbos? Uma ani mekayim mechalaleha mos yumas b'shar malachas chutz mimila. And what about if somebody's mechalal Shabbos, they have to die? That's excluding mila. Meaning, Shmini teaches you. O eino ella afilu mila. Or do I say no? Mila's not docha Shabbos. Umani mekayim Shmini yamul. And what is eighth day yamul? Chutz mi Shabbos. So do I say it's docha? Do I say it's not docha? Tamalomar bayom afilu b'Shabbos. So what's the breaker? What's the one that teaches me the halacha bayom? Mefurish like Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'Shabbos. Period. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute. This Brisa just said, you might have thought it's not Docha Shabbos. It is Docha Shabbos. You might have thought it's not Docha Shabbos. Kavashalot, it is Docha Shabbos. What was the Brisa thinking in the first place? What did the Brisa change his mind to? So, Amar Rava, Haitana, Meikara, Maika, Nichalei, Ulebaso, Maika, Kashalei. What did it think in the first place? And what did it think, Lamaskana? So we're gonna go through different svaras. That's the rest of the daf today. We're gonna talk about a lot of different hierarchies. You just got to keep it clear in the Gemara, write it down on the side of your Gemara to keep the hierarchy of the different halachas that are in play. So, Haki Ka'amar. So, the Rav is the first. What was the Brisa thinking? What was the Brisa thinking that originally it shouldn't be Docha, and then the Brisa thinks that it should be Docha? So, Haki Ka'amar. Shmini Yamal Afilu B'Shabbos. Originally we thought that Shmini, it should be Docha Shabbos, Brismila. Umani Mekai Mechale Mos Yumas B'Shar Malachas Chusmi Mila. And Chil Shabbos is only by other malachas. Avo mila dachya, but mila should be docha. What's the first svara? Why we think it should be docha? Then we're going to think it's not docha, and then bayom comes and says it is docha. What are the svaras? So my time, a kavachomer hu. So the first svara that it should be docha is based on the following kavachomer. Umat sara'as she docha sa avoda. Sara'as, which is docha avoda. What do you mean sara'as is docha avoda? If a kohen has sara'as, he can't do the avoda. That's, or, if Bnei Yisrael have Saras, they can't eat the Karim Pesach. Right? It says the bottom line of Rashi. So, if Saras, which is Docha Es HaAvoda, Va'avoda Docha Es HaShabbos, and yet Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So, Saras is on top of Avoda, and Avoda is on top of Shabbos. Mila Docha Osa, and yet Mila is Docha. It is dochet saras. So if you want to have the hierarchy, mila, saras, avoda, and Shabbos. Mila is dochet saras. Saras is dochet avoda. Avoda is dochet Shabbos. So in that hierarchy, so Shabbos, shenitches b'nei avoda, Shabbos, which is on the lowest in the totem pole, Shabbos, which is pushed aside because of avoda, you do avoda with malachos on Shabbos, eino din shedei mila dochet osa. Surely mila should be dochet it. Mila should be dochet. That Shabbos. So that's what, after the first svara, that milah should be docha Shabbos. That was the first, the havamina of the brisa. Umay o eino dika amar. So now, what was the next line of the brisa where the pendulum swung, and we say, well, maybe not. What do you mean, maybe not? What's the svara, why not? Hadar amar, and afterward, this is what the brisa thought. Umimai dit sara'as chamura. Who says that the reason that sara'as is docha avoda, meaning that a kohen who has sara'as cannot do avoda? Who says that's because, why is that? Why do you think that that's because Saras is stringent? The Saras Chamura. Dilma Shabbos Chamura. Maybe Shabbos is stringent. Shekein Yishba On Shemasoras Harbe. As we would have thought. If you asked the average person on the street, what's the most stringent halachas? One of them would be Shabbos. So, maybe Shabbos is stringent. And I, what about Saras? Umimai Mishum Dechamirat Sarasi. Dilma Mishum Gavra Hu Delochazi. Maybe the issue is, it's just that if you have Saras, then there's nothing to talk about. You're mufka. It's not that this is more stringent. It's that if you are tameh, you are not in the parsha of avoda. It doesn't mean that you are stronger. That halacha, the din of tzaras, is stronger. Even if you'd cut off your tzaras, you'd still be tameh till the night, at least. So says the Gemara, tzaras is not more chamur. Umani, and therefore your whole hierarchy, your whole chart falls away. Umani mekayim shmini yamo chusmi Shabbos. And then I would say, there's no source, and milah is not docha Shabbos. So the Brisa says, maybe it should, maybe it shouldn't. We don't know what to do. Tamalomar bayom afilu b'Shabbos. So that is why you need the extra pasuk of bayom to teach me, you do bris milah on Shabbos. So that is one hierarchy, how we understand the Brises. So before we continue up to the two das, let's just take a moment to talk about, we're talking about milah, pushing it off, not pushing it off. So I alluded to it before. Is milah a mitzvah asei shazman grama? Isn't it zman grama? So you might say, well, yeah, it's the eighth day. Why isn't it a zman grama? Of course it's a zman grama. Says the, that's Tosa's question in Meseches Kedushin, is that, why do you need a pasuk? There's a pasuk that excludes women from being included in being mal their son. There's a pasuk. Ask Tosfos, why don't you just say it's a zman grama? And if it's a zman grama, that's why women are pturos. Right? Tosfos asked that in Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes. It's just a zman grama. So Tosfos answers, well, from day 8 and on, it's always. Maybe zman grama needs a beginning and an ending time. But not a one that is open-ended on one side. Number one. Number two, the Tosfos Rid says, again, so the assumption of the Gemara, Kedushin Chavtes, the fact that we quote a pasuk to be pater women makes it sound like it's not a zman grama. So all the Rishonim and the Achronim try to give answers. That was Tosfos. Tosfos Rid there says, the mitzvah of milah is not on an action. It's what he calls the hisaskus. It's the involvement. The father has a chiyuv to be involved, which might even include the suda, as we spoke about a couple of days ago. The Suda might be a Din D'oraisa, and that is why you cannot reject an invitation to the Suda. That's why you shouldn't even do invitations to a Suda. But it's the Hisaskus, and therefore, that is not included in the regular definitions of Zman Grama. Another idea might be that the, based on something that we mentioned in another context, and that is, the Achronim discuss, is Kiddush Levana a Zman Grama? The Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Kiddush Levana that women shouldn't do Kiddush Levana because he quotes it as Man Grama, and then he says they shouldn't do it because somehow they caused the Pagam of the Levana. Going back to Chava, Api Kabbalah. The Chachma Shlomo, the Shlomo Kluger, on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch says, I disagree. I do not think Kiddush Levana is a Zman Grama. Zman Grama means when a reality always exists, but now it's a mitzvah. I can shake a lulav today, but it's not a mitzvah today. If I shake a lulav on Sukkot, it's a mitzvah. I could blow shofar today, it's not a mitzvah. I blow shofar on Sukkot, the zman is gorim that it's a mitzvah. But if the zman is gorim, the reality, that's not a zman grama. So Kiddush Levana is a zman grama, says the Chachma Shlomo, no. The moon, why should it be a zman grama? Because it's only the first half of the month? No. The first half of the mitzvah is to make a bracha to Hashem when the moon is getting bigger. So the moon only gets bigger for half the month. The zman is gorim the situation for the mitzvah. It's not gorim the mitzvah. So that's not called a zman grama. There are other examples here. So Omer maybe, but maybe that's Mila too. What's gorim the mitzvah? Not the day eighth, it's the arel. The state of arel. Right when you do it, there's no more mitzvah. It's finished. So it could be that the machayev of zman grama doesn't exist here, and that is why it's not a Zman Grama. Either way, the Rishonim deal with it, they are in Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Mila Doche Es Hatzaras. Next discussion, what's we talking about? What's Doche what? And this will get into B'ezras Hashem on tomorrow's Daf. The sugyas of Ase Docha Lo Saseh, one of the major sugyas in Shas for Ase Docha Lo Saseh. But before to get into that, we talk about other dechias. So Mila Docha Tzaras, Bein Bezmana Bein Shelo Bezmana. Mila is Docha Tzaras. What does that mean? If there is a Tzaras spot on the foreskin, one is allowed to cut it off, even though there is an Isser D'Oraisa, to cut off a Tzaras spot. You still want to do it. Mila is Docha Tzaras, which also, by the way, seems to tell us that Tzaras is not just about Lashon Hara. I don't know how much Lashon Hara an 8-year-old baby has spoken in his life, but if he has a tzaras spot on him, it's not purely Lashon Hara. Mila doche tzaras, bein bezmana bein shelo bezmana. Mila doche tzaras, even a mila shelo bezmana. Yantif, eino doche ela bezmana bilvad. But mila bezmana, only a mila bezmana is doche Shabbos or yantif. By the way, what about yantif sheni? Machlokas Rambam Rush. The Rambam holds that you do a mila even Shalom Bismana on Yontif Sheni, while the Rush argues. So that is a discussion. Machlokas Rishonim. Anyway, so Yontif Eino Doche Elo Bismana Bovai. Mino Ani Mili. How do I know this, that Mila is Dochet Saraas? Here we go. Tetana Rabbanon Yimol. So we have a Brisa that's going to go back and forth, and then we're going to talk about what was the back and forth, just like we had earlier. So first we quote the Brisa. Tetana Rabbanon Yimol Basaralasso. Do bris mila, even though you have a tzaras spot there, cut it off. Umani mekayim, and what about hishamer benega hatzaras? The Israel is cutting off tzaras spots. Bishar makomos chutz mimila. That's by other contexts when there's no mitzvah there. O eino ela afilu mila. Or do I say it even a case of mila? You're not allowed to do it. Umani mekayim imo basara laso bezman she'ein sham baharis. And when do I say the mitzvah of mila when there is no tzaras spot? Tamalomar, so I say, you should do it, you shouldn't do it. Tamalomar, basar, vavavishisham, beharis. And we end up saying, you do it. So now we go. Amar Rava, Rava again says, Hai Tana, meikara, mai nichale, lubasov, mai kashale. What was the Brisa thinking in step one? What was the Brisa thinking in step two? That's our question. So, hachi kamar. So, first step was, mila is dochet saras. What's the svara as follows? Yimo basara loso. V'yava b'sheish baharis. Why? Umani makai mishar b'dekat saras b'shar makomus chus b'mila. Ava mila dochet saras. That's again a quote. My taima, ta'as yi b'kal v'chomer. I would learn it from a kal v'chomer, that mila is dochet saras. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma shabbos chamura. Mila dochet osa. Shabbos, which is so stringent. Mila pushes away Shabbos. Saras lo kol shekein. Saras is not as chomer as Shabbos, so surely Saras should be pushed off. That's svara, step one of the Brisa. Umay o'enu de ka'amar. What's svara, step two? Hadar ka'amar, mimay de Shabbos chamira. Who says that Shabbos is more chomer than Saras? Tumat Saras chamir. Maybe Saras is more chomer. How do you know? How do you know Saras is more chomer? Same thing we said earlier. Shekein doche so avoda. Because Saras knocks out a coin from doing Avoda, the Avoda Docha Shabbos, and Avoda is Docha Shabbos, so Saras is Docha Shabbos. So that's the Svara of stage two, that you should not be able to do Mila on with a Negat Saras. Tamalomar Basar, V'yava B'sheisham Baharas. So that's why we need the Pasuk to teach me, you do the Mila even if there is Saras. Lishna Achrina, or a different Shakla Vitarya, how do you know Mila is Dochet Saras? Not based on the Kal V'chomer, but a different Svara. Mila Dochet Saras, my taima, de Asi Asei V'dachi Lo Sasei. Asi Dochet Lo Sasei. The Asei of Mila is Dochet Lo Sasei of cutting off Saras. O my, O Eino Dika Amar. Ah, that's Svara step one. So what's Svara step two? How do you knock out Asi Dochet Lo Sasei? Hader kamar emer darmi nanda asi asi v'dachi lo sase greda. When do you say asi docha lo sase? That's only by a plain lo sase. Hi asi v'lo sase hu. But here the isser of cutting off saras is an asi and a lo sase, and we don't say asi is docha lo sase and an asi. Umani makai mimo basara loso. This is continuing stage two of the brisa, and therefore what about that pasuk with Vanshe Ein Shababa Harris? So maybe Mila is not dochet saras. Tamalomar, basar, v'yav b'sheisham baharis. That's why you need the extra pasuk, the extra word, basar, to teach me, even if there is saras on there, still, we do the bris mila. Good. So now we proved in these two versions, mila is dochet saras. Says the Gemara, Tenach gadol dichsiv behu basar. Within the second version, fine by a gadol. We know a gadol, right? A over 13 years old. If he has saras, you do mila, because that it says basar there. Katanami ksive basar. Also by a mila bismana, it says basar. Benoni. What about a katan? But it's a katan shlo bismana. Minalan. How do you know that that mila is dochet saras? So Amar Abaya asi mi bene. You learn it from both of them. Mi gadol lo asi ashken anish karis. You can't learn it from gadol plain because there's already an anish karis there, which by the way sounds like the rivid. Sounds like there's an anish karis right away. Sounds like not mafurish. Mi katan lo asi ashken mila bismana. You don't learn it from a katan gadol mila bismana. Hatara shavu shabahem. What does gadol and katan have in common? Shekeni molin vidochen etzatzaras. Af koshini molin vidochen etzatzaras. So to everyone who gets mila, that can be dochet saras, even though the pasuk doesn't apply to them. Period. Just one final point, and then we'll stop for today. That is the Mishnah Lamelach. The Mishnah Lamelach has a suffix. This will lead us into a discussion we'll have as from tomorrow, and that is in Hilchas Shofar. We know the principle it is, asi dochet lo sase. We know the principle is, ein ase dochet lo sase vase. What if you did it anyway? What if you used ase docha lo sase in a context of ein ase docha lo sase vase? Would you get malchus? That's his suffix. Fascinating question. Again, there are some questions that only the Mishnah Lamelach or the Minchas Chinuch would ask. This is one of them. Right? Would you get malchus in this case? Meaning, do you say that the ase knocks out the lo sase and all you're left with is a bitul ase? Then you wouldn't get malchus. Or do I say no? Once there's an ase and a los ase together, so then that ase bolsters the los ase, it's not knocked out by the ase, and therefore you're going to get malchus on it. That's his question here in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalid of Hilchas Shofar. That, Baruch Hashem, will lead us into our discussion of ase docha los ase on tomorrow's daf, along with tomorrow is huge, tomorrow Hidr Mitzvah and Mitzitza. All these issues are on tomorrow's daf. So, Baruch Hashem, we'll continue. And again, I thank those who have already gone to the shul website, nofeyashemesh.com or .org, and have participated in our building campaign. Feel free, anybody who wants to join, again, nofeyashemesh.org. Join us in creating a physical home to have the daf in each and every day. Thanks.